You know, in Mirror of Dharma, at the beginning of the section on three principal aspects of the path, Geshe-la says, in the section it says, who is Jetsankarpa? In truth, Jetsankarpa is an emanation of Buddha Shakyamuni, the founder of Buddhism. Buddha emanates, this is present tense, Buddha emanates as Jetsankarpa to spread his pure teachings of Sutra and Tantra in general, and especially highest yoga Tantra, throughout the world. So when we think Jetsankarpa, Jetsankarpa just is Buddha Shakyamuni. He came back. He appeared in the aspect of Jetsankarpa to spread the pure teachings of Buddha, Sutra and Tantra, but especially highest yoga Tantra teachings. This is Jetsankarpa's characteristic. And then Geshe-la says, in the prediction chapter of King of Instruction Sutra, Buddha gave a prediction about Jetsankarpa. He used Jetsankarpa's actual name, Losandragpa, Samatikirti in Sanskrit, and the name of the monastery, Ganden, which Jetsankarpa founded not far from Lhasa. Buddha himself used these. Samatikirti. In the future there will be this monk, Samatikirti. He will found Ganden. He said this. And, so here's the thing, he explained how Losandragpa would clarify Buddha's teachings of Sutra and Tantra to prevent people from following mistaken views. This is function. So like, Jetsankarpa is it. If you've got some confusion, go to Jetsankarpa. Buddha, so this is Buddha's teachings. Buddha manifested Jetsankarpa so that everybody could understand clearly what Buddha's real intention was. If you're listening to Jetsankarpa, you're listening to Buddha. This prediction indicates that in truth, Buddha himself emanates as Jetsankarpa to spread his doctrine throughout the world. I think about this a lot, these words. And now, of course, we add into that that our spiritual guide is an emanation of Jetsankarpa. Jetsankarpa emanated our spiritual guide to perform the same function now during these ludicrously degenerate times when there is so much confusion. Help us get everything clear, not follow mistaken paths, mistaken views. So first we need to understand that. And so then Geshe-la says that through this, through Jetsankarpa's clarification, we understand everything is mere name. And so the key phrase is mere name. Just be satisfied with the mere name. I, person, action. Don't look for anything behind the name. See that name as just the same nature as its emptiness. And if you think like that, then you can meditate on renunciation, compassion, and so forth, and karma works. It's not as clunky as we want it to be. We want it to be out there, existing from its own self. We're never going to get that. But seeing ourselves and others as mere name, seeing our actions as mere name, seeing the consequences of our actions as mere name, it works. So Geshe-la said, I don't know how many of you were present for the extraordinary teaching in Arizona. When Genro Kenrab told us, he just read the notes that he'd written when Geshe-la gave this incredible teaching about Jetsankarpa. So now with this verse, we have to think about this. It says here, the way phenomena exist is just this. Guru Father, please think about that phrase. Guru Father, Jetsankarpa, clarified this following Nagarjuna's intention. Thus, the correct view of emptiness, free from the two extremes, is extremely profound. So So maybe if you were present at that teaching, you will remember. So here, Geshe-la's talking about the middle way, and he's saying, you know, at one time, we had no idea how to solve this problem. Then, because of Jesankalpa's kindness, and this is what we have to understand in our meditation today, because of Jesankalpa's blessings, then we understand everything exists, independence upon mere name, and then we can get past that problem. We can get past what seems to be a contradiction. And Geshe-la said, so that works, that's great. Jesankalpa helps us there. We can understand everything. You know, the only thing that's true, the only thing that's real, is emptiness. But there's no contradiction. There's not an atom of inherent existence anywhere in samsara and nirvana. But there's no contradiction between that and cause and effect working. Karma works. And we can begin to understand that by contemplating the teaching that Venerable Geshe-la gives in Mirror of Dharma, how everything exists, independence upon mere name. But then in this remarkable teaching that Geshe-la gave to the two Genlas and they transmitted to us, Geshe-la said, okay, so what's happened here? Previously a hidden object has become manifest. It was hidden, nobody could see what the answer was. Through Jesankalpa's clarification, gradually this becomes manifest in our mind. We see. We don't have much of a grip on it yet, but we see. That's how it works. And what Geshe-la said was that that's what he wrote in the book, and it's true. But he said, but that's just the common understanding. There are much, much deeper understandings of this, which he cannot write in the book. And none of us, it's not like you can Google this. Okay, Geshe-la, what's the answer? He said the only way to find this is we have to think deeply. He used the example of the verse from Lama Chöpa, How to Train the Mind in the Profound View of the Middle Way, where it says, I seek your blessings to realize I seek your blessings to realize the meaning of Nagarjuna's intention, that there is no contradiction, but only harmony, between the absence of even an atom of inherent existence in samsara and nirvana, a non-deceptive, dependent relationship, cause and effect. Geshe-la said, you know, here we say, thus the correct view of emptiness, free from two things, is extremely profound. Geshe-la said, this is so deep. It's so deep that Panchen Lama, who wrote this, he's seeking blessings. And he's seeking blessings to understand Nagarjuna's intention. And it says here, Geshe-la says, Guru Father Jesankalpa clarified this following Nagarjuna's intention. He said, nobody understands what that means. Why Nagarjuna? Why not Buddha? So Geshe-la said, I understand. I understand the meaning, but I cannot just spell it out to you. You have to find it yourself. This for me is it's earth-shaking, what Geshe-la said here. He said, through the power of blessings, contemplating again and again and again, some understanding will come. It comes through blessings. Geshe-la, Jesankalpa, teach through blessing. You have to completely open your mind and ask, Genla said, beg for blessings. When these blessings come, some understanding comes. Gradually, gradually, you get to see the deeper, deeper, deeper meanings. Extremely profound.